The second main theme of the global consultations was framed with direct reference to UNHCR's 2021 Strategic Framework for Climate Action. Recommendations on this topic focused on preparedness to emergencies induced by climate-related and natural hazards, building resilience, improving adaptation, and the role of local actors. Recommendations also included suggested measures to mitigate the risk of climate change-related displacement and promote the use of existing protection tools to address related needs. First, the role of preparedness, anticipatory action, and forecasting to build resilience of displaced persons and their host communities to disasters was thoroughly discussed. NGOs and UNHCR highlighted the importance of strengthening inclusive early warning and preparedness coordination mechanisms that mobilize local, regional, and global actors in support of national governments and communities. Participants stressed the importance of considering contextual knowledge, such as local vulnerabilities and capacities, to develop responses on that basis. For instance, taking local expertise into account is fundamental for successful planned relocations of communities unable to adapt to adverse climate impacts. This harnesses the potential of displaced populations to become ambassadors for disaster risk reduction and climate action when empowered and included in decision-making processes. Second, participants and panelists particularly pointed out the relevance of UNHCR's legal considerations regarding claims for international protection made in the context of the adverse effects of climate change and disasters, that recalls that people may have valid claims for refugee status when they flee across borders in search of safety in the context of the adverse effects of climate change and disasters. The top recommendations on improving preparedness, forecasting, and anticipatory action reiterate the importance of increasing engagement with local communities in all phases of preparing for emergencies and disaster preparedness strategies. As to international protection, recommendations advise applying existing refugee and human rights instruments to displacement across borders in the context of climate change and disasters. NGOs and local actors highlighted the need to strengthen capacities of asylum officers to better understand the intersections between climate change and the application of existing instruments. Member states are specifically recommended to mainstream climate change and disaster-related displacement considerations into national development plans through a whole-of-government approach. To conclude, we invite you to read the full list of recommendations, which is publicly available on the dedicated webpage of this year's Global Consultations with NGOs. Some are particularly addressed to you, member states, and are pertinent to the design and plan of policies and programs. The most resounding takeaway of the NGO consultations is the need for multi-year and quality funding, which is crucial for predictable and impactful humanitarian action. Following up on recommendations is an important collective responsibility and undertaking involving continued advocacy, partnerships, as well as policy, and legislative and programmatic adaptations. States must do their part. UNHCR and NGOs will also work together, especially to follow up on the top 12 recommendations selected by participants. Avenues for this work may include ongoing and future partnerships and next year's 7 UNHCR NGO regional consultations, which will provide an opportunity to discuss progress. 2023 will also be decisive in supporting the objectives of the Global Compact on Refugees with the second Global Refugee Forum, which will surely address issues discussed at the consultations. UNHCR and NGOs will continue to robustly engage on operational, policy, and advocacy priorities to prepare and respond to the protection and durable solution needs of forcibly displaced populations. Finally, we also thank all the participants of the consultations for their active and collective work ahead of and during the consultations. Thank you.
I thank